the main points. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea, will officially launch week-long activities to mark the 33rd edition of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities next Monday in Yaoundé. Nigerian officials say they will seek the extradition of a controversial leader of a banned secessionist movement in Nigeria following his arrest in Finland on terrorism charges. Victoria United of Limbe and Kolom of Ja and Lobo will play the Cameroon Super Cup final this weekend at the Bapilipe Stadium in Douala. Activities to mark the 33rd edition of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities will be launched by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea, next Monday in Yaoundé. The event this year has as theme Strengthening the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and a Sustainable Future. It will be marked by a tour of some facilities to assess the extent to which the disability approach has been taken into account. The first phase of the Olunu-Oven Gabon Border Road Project has been launched by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ganunjumesi. The project, which stretches over a distance of 70 kilometers from Olunu to Oven and cuts across the Ja and Lobo and Villa divisions in the south, is jointly funded by the governments of Cameroon and Italy with a budget of over 62 billion CFA francs. The ceremony in Oven was attended by Finance Minister Louis-Paul Moutazé and that of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam. In the following excerpt of an interview, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ganunjumesi reiterates that the compensation of the people whose landed properties have been affected by the project is ongoing under the coordination of South Governor Felix Ngelengele.
It's the head of state himself who decided to request for the Italian government to support the financing of this project. But we have to face the consequences of COVID-19. We have to face those consequences, and we had consequence also, a delay in really raising the financing. Now the financing is available. And Cameroon government has already paid its own share. And the company has been here only for 30 days already. But they presented their staff, and the first set of equipment is already here. They have started doing what we call execution project, and they are conducting topographic studies, and they have already finalized their hydrological study. I'm convinced that they will respect the delay. And also the payment of compensation has started.
Mayors from the Northwest region have reaffirmed their support for President Paul Biya, projecting him as the preferred candidate for next year's presidential election. During a gathering to express their appreciation, the mayors thanked President Paul Biya for extending the mandate of municipal councillors in the region, which they believe will enhance local governance and conflict resolution. Corden Dofuku Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Article 15 sub 4 of the Constitution of the Republic has provisions for the extension of mandate in exceptional cases. It is on the strength of Law No. 2024 of 24th July 2024 that the mandate of the municipal councillors, including mayors, were extended to several months. When mayors have their terms extended by 1 year, it can be a game changer for the populations in need of better living conditions. Essentially, this extra time allows mayors to continue working on projects they have already started, providing continuity and stability. What are the key benefits of an extended term? I put this question to the mayor of Benakuma Imbru Solomon Kudi.
It will help me to write more projects because 1 year extension is very big for a politician.
The extension of mandate gives the municipal council an additional year in office to redefine their skills and tackle complex issues. Mengwa Kongo Lawrence of the Bafut municipality thinks that enough means be allocated to councils.
We are expecting that the ministries will devolve money to the councils so that we solve the problems of our communities.
They say the extension is a good opportunity to consolidate their achievements. Kolde Ndofuko Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The fifth National Anti-Corruption Clinic for the North Region has come to an end with 43 cases of corruption denounced, 6 arrests made, and the suspects referred to the court. The announcement was made by the chairperson of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masingams, during a closing press conference attended by North Governor Jean Abate Idi. Julius Neba reports from CRTV North in Garwa.
Presenting the results of the National Anti-Corruption Clinic, the chairman, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masingams, noted with dismay that almost all sectors of society are marred by corrupt practices in the North region. Amongst the many examples contained in the 6-page report are misappropriation of school fee running costs, production of fake diplomas and official stamps, the charging of exorbitant fees when signing official documents, illegal and organized sales of state and private lands in Garwa, collection of illegal taxes, unfair judgment, extortion of some farmers, unfair dismissals, and abuse of power, even at the traditional level.
6 people were arrested, referred to the court. And some investigation were concluded and a recommendation made to relevant authorities of administrative sanction and legal proceedings.
Assuring Cameroonians that they are bound to protect their sources if the information provided about any corrupt practices they are either victims or are witnesses of is void of any bias, defamation, and malicious intent, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masingams encourages all and sundry to call their toll-free number 1517 or reach CONAC through any of their social media handles for denunciations, and the National Anti-Corruption Commission will do the rest in a bid to build an honest and prosperous Cameroon. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garwa.
CRTV News. Nigerian officials say they will seek the extradition of a controversial leader of a banned secessionist movement in Nigeria following his arrest in Finland on terrorism charges. Simon Ekpa, a Finnish citizen of Nigerian origin, says he leads a faction in exile of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, a group that is fighting for a breakaway state in southeastern Nigeria. The Nigerian authorities want him to face justice in Nigeria, where he is accused of using social media to instigate violence. In sports, current Elite One football champions Victoria United of Limbe and Cup of Cameroon winners Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo will play the Cameroon Super Cup final tomorrow Sunday at the Bapelepe Stadium in Douala. The two teams have been training for more than a month in a build-up to the encounter. Harrison Ashutiku reports.
It promises to be a tough encounter as it will be the third meeting between the two clubs this season. Colombe Sportif won the first two encounters. The first was a 1-0 win in a friendly and a 3-1 victory in the playoffs. The assistant coach of Colombe Sportif, Francis Ndongo, says the club from the south is in good shape after training and strategizing at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja for more than a month.
We are very confident because we have worked very hard. But you know, it's a match, something can happen. But we are just working very hard to go and find this title. And the history of our competition gives us a little advantage.
Their opponents, Victoria United of Limbe, for their part, are also upbeat to right the wrongs of their early exit in the CAF Champions League preliminary round in the upcoming Super Cup match. Wilfred Nathan Douala, Nji Richmond and teammates continue to train in Limbe According to Valentine Quinbob Didi, president of Victoria United, Opopo will announce their intention to retain their title on Sunday when they take on Colom. Their fans are mobilized for the clash. Prince Will Achufo is the president of Opopo's fan club.
They have been preparing themselves long ago. You know, they say if you want to sell your goat in the morning, don't start looking for it at night. You might not see it. HIV is a black goat. But the supporter union, they are very prepared.
The 2024 Men's Football Super Cup final will be played at 3 p.m. at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala.
To end the news, once more, the main points. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea, will officially launch week-long activities to mark the 33rd edition of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities next Monday in Yaoundé. Nigerian officials say they will seek the extradition of a controversial leader of a banned secessionist movement in Nigeria following his arrest in Finland on terrorism charges. Victoria United of Limbe and Colom of Ja and Lobo will play the Cameroon Super Cup final this weekend at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.